Hey, 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 Wednesday today. Happy hump day, y'all. If you missed the show, well, Extra Extravaganza continues. We did have a winner. Also, who's funnier and business local? If you're heading into retirement, this is the chat for you. Stay tuned. Enjoy Triple M.
Sean for breakfast. Breakfast. Triple M.
Love is in the air, another classic Triple M hit by John Paul Young. And now it is time for my favourite segment of the week. It's called Who is Funnier? Basically, it puts me up against a famous comedian. You'll see who is funny. We'll both tell a joke. This week, I'm fighting or coming up against Tim Vine, famous British comedian. This is him.
This bloke said to me, he said, I'm going to dress up as a small island off the coast of Italy. I said, don't be so silly. And I met the man who invented windowsills. What a ledge. So I was steering a yacht with my stomach muscles, abseiling. And this farmer came up to me, he said, I've got 68 sheep, can you round them up for me? I said, sure, 70.
Yeah, so he's okay. Okay, but don't judge until you hear my cracking joke. And I think I've got just the one for you this morning. So we have some sort of businessman person wearing a suit. And he's late for a big business convention. And he gets every red light and he's in a real rush to get there. And he rocks up to the car park and you wouldn't believe it, but he can't find a place to park his car. So in desperation, he looks up at the sky. He's a religious man. He looks up at God and he begins to pray. Please, Lord, if you help me find a parking stall right now, I promise to go to church every Sunday. I'll never drink vodka. I'll never drink beer. Please, I just need a parking spot so I can get to this convention on time. A moment later, he sees a beautifully empty spot right next to the entrance. He looks up at the sky, looks up at God, and says, never mind, found one. Oh, I gave it my best shot, didn't I? Triple MS friends, and coming up, what is coming up after Who's Funny? We'll jump under the lino again. It's after the Doors on Triple M.
Sean for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Blaze of Glory by John Bon Jovi. And now, without further ado, it's time for today's Easter Egg Extravaganza. Thank you, thank you. We've been giving out a chocolate Easter bunny each day this week. I've hidden them around town. All you have to do is answer this clue, retrieve the note, send a selfie of yourself and the note, and hey, then you can claim the prize, the chocolate bunny. It's about 30 centimetres tall, so it's a pretty good prize if you ask me. Here's the clue. Hiding where Tiger Woods would roam, an adventurous, amazing place to be. But I'm looking for a different hole, one Thomas and Percy would often see. There you go. That's your clue. And if you think you know it, let's help everyone out. 13-27-10. You might not be able to get down there and claim the note and the prize, but you could help someone else out who is in the area. 13-27-10. I would love to hear from you. And coming up, business local Tammy and Shane join me in studio. We're talking about setting yourself up for retirement if you own a small business. Stay tuned to that on Triple M.
Sean for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Triple M Esperance this Wednesday. And last week I had a treat for you. I had the business local super team, Tammy and Shane, in. And today is no different. Unfortunately, Shane is going to be a silent partner of this super team. He's a bit ill. But we do have Tammy who's going to take the load on her shoulders. And this week, we want to talk about business owners and their retirement plans. And Tammy, we're just talking a bit before off air. A lot of business owners are going in without a good retirement plan.
Yeah, that's true. Basically, we have recent statistics saying that 74% of business owners have no plan or are not on track to retire. At the same time, 60% of those people want to actually retire within the next 5 to 6 years, basically.
That's alarming, isn't it? 75% almost. So yeah. That's 3/4 of businesses don't have a strong plan to set themselves up when they're going into the latter years of their life.
Exactly. And that's a really quite a big concern, especially at this point. You know, most people are aware that women are the most vulnerable. So if you are a female business owner, a lot of women don't have their super. They also give up a period of their life, a lot of women, to have children, of which case they don't have any money coming in. And then they go into business part-time as a sole trader. As a sole trader, they are not considered an employee of their business. So they're not required to pay payroll tax, superannuation or workers' compensation. So if they're not paying themselves super, often they retire with literally no financial security. Yeah. So all they have left is the value of their stock or a few assets.
Which is quite worrying, because retirement's going to be a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time, and it's a long time to be short of money.
Yeah, that's right. And you don't want to go back into work, for sure.
No, exactly. That's right.
So you would recommend, I guess, people in this position to come up with a strong plan, or at least start contributing to your super?
Yes, mainly just put a little bit away. Basically, your super will keep you going for at least 30 years. So you do need to have something in place.
Yeah, as Tammy mentioned, the way you structure your business in the first instant tends to make life a little bit easier for you as a business owner. And sole traders, they're not obligated to pay super, and they're not obligated to pay themselves workers' comp.
Should that be changed? Should it be compulsory, do you think?
Well, I think they're thinking about it, and there's fors and against. And one of the reasons for is that sole traders traditionally is a really easy and cheap way to set your business up. The disadvantages, of course, is that all your assets belong to the business and your creditors. The other alternative is to become a company. It's a little bit more expensive to set up, a little bit more expensive to run every year, but you are an employee of the company then, and as an employee, you are entitled, and the company will pay your super and your wages separately rather than just dragging money out willy-nilly.
So that gives you a bit more support, really, as you get towards retirement.
Well, the other side of that coin is it also gives you possibly a more saleable product when it is retirement. So your business is going to be worth more than just your assets and your tools and your ute and your trailer if you're a carpenter or something. It's going to actually be a business that's standalone, and so it's a saleable product.
So let's go back to, let's say you are approaching retirement, you know, you might be in your late 60s or early 60s even, and you realise you don't quite have enough savings. What can you recommend that people do?
One of the things we do recommend is that you increase what you're contributing. So even by, you know, $50 will make a difference long term. Some of the other things we recommend is to look at whether you can redraw some of your super that you already have, whether you can invest that, change your plan. So you may go from a low-risk super plan, put it into a higher-risk, higher-return plan.
Yep,
for a period of time. You may wish to actually invest in property or that sort of thing. So there are options available to people. It's something that you really should look at. And just, you know, a lot of people who are in business are quite dynamic entrepreneur type people. So they tend to be risk takers. They tend to sort of, you know, want to put their money back into their business and, you know, push it and that sort of thing. But they have to remember that they are part of their business as well, and that they need to put money into themselves to make themselves valuable.
Absolutely.
You know, that it's not just about the business, it's about them and their knowledge, their information they can share. So that is an asset.
Yeah.
So putting that into themselves is important.
The Business Local Super Team, thanks so much for joining me this Wednesday.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean for breakfast. For breakfast.
Triple M aspirants, and all this morning we've been playing Sean's Easter Egg Extravaganza. I gave the clue, hiding where Tiger Woods would roam, an amazing adventurous place to be, but I'm looking for a different hole, one Thomas and Percy would often see, and we have a couple winners, I believe. Who am I speaking to on the phone now?
So, Everly. Isabella and Todd.
Everly, Isabella and Jack.
Oh, congratulations, guys. So you found the note. Just for everyone playing at home, where was it? Where was this clue?
It was in the train tunnel.
Ah, that's right. So Percy and Thomas from Thomas the Tank Engine, is that what gave it away?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So are you guys off to school now?
Yes.
Well, you'll have to find some time to pop past Radio House and pick up your chocolate Easter bunny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're obviously very clever for figuring out the clue. Thank you very much, guys. We'll be playing again tomorrow. Sean's Easter Egg Extravaganza on Triple M.
Sean for breakfast. Triple M.
Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann on Esperance's 747 Triple M. It's 20 past 8. And almost all of us have Facebook or know someone that has Facebook. And it's a great way to connect with people. But there is a scare that our privacy is at risk with Facebook. Basically, any person that has the Facebook app and the Messenger app, it's assumed that Facebook has their text and call information. That is approximately one in three Aussies. Facebook has apologised recently for these scandals where information has been compromised, but say they say that people have consented to having that information collected and that was only used to provide you with a better experience across Facebook. Basically, this is how it works. If you've got the Facebook app and you've got the Messenger app, it comes up and says, do you want to sync your contacts with the app? Once you sync your contacts, you basically consent to Facebook having all your phone call information or your text messaging information, what times they're sent and who they're sent to. It's information that you may not want to give to anyone, let alone Facebook. It is scary, especially since recently information has been released or stolen from Facebook. I'm talking about the Cambridge Analytica scandal. There's also calls recently that information about people's texting and calling was released and influenced the Brexit decision all the way over there in merry old England. And it's something that really bothers me, this whole Facebook thing. We all have Facebook. Almost all of us have Facebook, or your kids may have Facebook. There's billions of people on the platform. And is it right to have so many people on that platform and to have one sole corporation controlling it? And this is the important thing. Facebook is a company. They're there to make money. It's run by 1,000 human beings, and they don't have an obligation to be right by you. They don't have an obligation to protect your privacy. They're just a business, and they're going to try and make money. And if they can somehow use your information to sell onto other products or other business, that's the important thing. We're not clients of Facebook. We're the product. They use us to make their money, and I just don't think it's right. I mean, I think Facebook would have approximately, maybe, let's say, at most 1,000, 2,000 employees, and they literally control billions of people, what they see in terms of your live feed. They control what advertising you can see. They also have access to one in three Aussies' information of who they're calling and who they're texting. I think it's just too much power for them to have, and I don't like it. I honestly think in the next few years, the government need to step in and put in some, you know, direct Facebook towards a more safer and more ethical way of thinking. Yeah, it's one of these things that really do bother me, but something that isn't going to change very quickly.
Sean for breakfast.
Triple M Esperance, and I want us to talk about something very serious now. Coming up very shortly in mid-April to the end of April, for a couple weeks, there's a chance for you to get checked for breast cancer. Free mammograms are happening in Ravensthorpe. It's an excellent opportunity to get yourself checked and get on the front foot for anything like this. To talk to me all about it, I have the director of Breast Screen WA, Dr. Wiley, on the line. And Dr. Wiley, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sean. Thank you for this opportunity.
No, we're speaking before off air, how important this is, because people do get checked, but just not regularly enough.
No, that's right. And we know how busy women are, well, how busy everybody is, and it's that regular checks that really matter. We bring the van into Ravensthorpe once every 2 years, and that's the right interval for your screening mammograms. So to get the greatest effect from you need to attend regularly. We want, and the evidence is that 2 year interval is just right. That keeps the radiation dose low and the inconvenience low, but it allows a big enough interval between one mammogram and the next that if a change is developing, we have the best chance of seeing that change, but at a stage where it's early enough to make a difference, where the lesion, the abnormality is small enough, and you know, we can detect it at a time that's going to give the best possible outcome.
That's exactly it. So you need to get in early, otherwise, you know, it can get more serious and you could lead to sort of a tragic a turn of events, really.
Yeah, the reason that breast cancer survival is so good in Australia is that we have the situation of the opportunity for early diagnosis through a free screening program, plus fabulous treatment, the opportunity for good surgery and any other treatment that's required after that. So it's a belt and braces approach, and the best way to get the best possible outcome and have the best chance of surviving breast cancer is early diagnosis and good treatment.
Because it's a very damaging thing, obviously, breast cancer. We don't want to underplay just how serious it is.
You know, it is really serious. I'm very senior, Sean. I'm getting more senior all the time. And earlier in my career, when I started breast cancer screening in 1990, the incidence of breast cancer was 1 in 14 Australian women. But now it's 1 in 8. And so the incidence of breast cancer has risen really quite exponentially over that time. But we're getting very good outcomes. 95% of women who have a lump that you can't feel, but you can see on the mammogram, 95% of those women will be disease-free in 5 years' time. So we've gone from having an 80% 5 year disease free 25 years ago to 95% now. So
that's amazing.
It's an amazing outcome. Yeah. But in order to get those types of outcomes, people have got to screen regularly.
Yes, and screen regularly they can in Ravensthorpe. And those dates, the 12th of April to the 23rd of April, and it's pretty easy booking process as well.
It is. You can ring on the 13 20 50, which is a free phone call, or you can book online.
Book a time and get down there. We can't stress how important this is.
Thank you so much, Sean. No, I really appreciate your encouragement.
Sean for breakfast.
See you later, Wednesday. Welcome Thursday and the long weekend. I've got another show tomorrow. It's the last day of the Easter egg extravaganza. How'd I go? Yes, less than 20 minutes for that Omni. Try to keep it there. Hey, I know the one that I did yesterday, the Omni, was about 30 minutes, but it wasn't a bad show. I thought it was one of my better ones. This is one of the okay ones, self-proclaimed. Oh, well, have a happy Easter. I'll see you tomorrow, Triple M.